Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Chaf Hei of Masechtas Bechairis. Some of the topics we're learning about include Hashechet Esa Bechair, Beisim Mokim Bekeifetz Mikan and Mikan, Betelish Esa Sar, Blavat Shleiz Ezenim and Mikaimai. When the Shech Se Bechair Ba'al Mum is permitted to take a knife and push away the wool around the Mokim Shechita, even though they become uprooted. The Gemara offers two reasons. Either he holds Telish Lav Hainu Geizes, uprooting wool is not considered shearing, and in the Bechair, only Geizes is also, as the Pasuk of Bechair states, V'loi Sogiz Bechair Tzenecha. Or he holds Davishein Meskaven Mutter. He had no intentions to uproot the wool, he only meant to move it aside. And he holds a permissible act which may inadvertently result in an Isser Taira is permitted. The discussion regarding Kenegdoi B'yamtiv Mahu. If one shechts his sheep on Yamtiv, is he permitted to push away the wool around the Makam Shechita and uproot them or not? The two approaches in the Machlekes are Kavi B'Malal V'Chacham regarding Sar Bechir Ba'amum Shenasha. If a Bechir Ba'amum shed its wool, is the wool permitted or not? Do they disagree in the case of Shachtai, the Bechir was subsequently shechted, or they disagree in the case of Meis, the Bechir subsequently died? The distinction between Hetir Mumcha, the Mum on the Bechir was shown to an expert who issued a Heter Shechita before the wool was shed, and Lo Hetir Mumcha, an expert did not issue a Heter Shechita before the wool was shed.